love your work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I'm David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app. And to get your free creative productivity toolkit, sign up at cadavy.net/tools. If you do particular actions on a regular basis, you will change your identity. For example, if you make a habit to write every day, you'll eventually see yourself as a writer. But it can work the other way around too. If you change your appearance, you can change your identity. And if you change your identity, you can change your actions. So in this week's episode, I share my own experience of changing my identity in order to change my actions. Thank you to our newest Patreon supporter, Jovian Guatama. Jovian joins the many others who help bring this show to you every week for free. Our Patreon support recently reached the level at which we now have detailed show notes for all of our interview episodes. So thank you, Patreon supporters, for that. And now that we have reached that goal, we need to decide where to go next. So is there something that we can aspire to take the show to the next level? Is it transcripts? Is it episode worksheets? Is it new equipment? I want to hear from you. Please take our short survey at cadavy.net/goals. This is your chance to influence the future of Love Your Work. I would love to hear what you think. Again, that's cadavy.net/goals. Here's the article. Action follows identity. Recently, a close friend told me I was better looking when I didn't have a big beard and ridiculous glasses. I get this feedback a lot from those brave enough to tell me. I totally agree. And not just because I was younger and had a lower hairline when I didn't have a big beard and ridiculous glasses. But I didn't change my appearance to be good looking. I changed it to inspire action within myself, because action follows identity. 3 years ago, I made the tough decision to double down on being a writer. I was going to invest every fiber of my being into carefully studying things that interested me and sharing what I learned along the way. I was going to have to change my lifestyle. I'd be less social and make less money for a while. I'd even move to a quote-unquote third world country to be able to afford to make this change. I was going to have to convince myself that I was a writer, so then I could become a writer. Like Jeff Goins would say, you believe it until you become it. When I talked to Stanford behavioral scientist BJ Fogg on my podcast, he told me about how actions change our identity. For example, when a person builds one good habit, they start identifying themselves as a person who does blank. That change in identity has a ripple effect. More than 80% of people who start one habit, he told me, soon start others. Actions shape our identity, but our identity also shapes our actions. One way to change your identity is to change your appearance. If you change your appearance, you change your identity. If you change your identity, you can more easily change your actions. So, as part of my identity shift, I changed my appearance. I grew a big beard and started wearing the most ridiculous glasses I could find. I started wearing a cardigan. I tried to make myself look as studious and professorial as I could. It worked. Along with my lifestyle changes and my habits, I started to believe I was a writer. I wrote more and more. I quadrupled my writing output in the first year of my identity shift. After a 6-year publishing dry spell, I published 3 books in only 6 months. It's worth noting that changing your appearance alone isn't enough to change your identity. You have to change your actions too. Appearance can help with that, but it can't do it for you. You've probably known somebody who suddenly started dressing like an artist, a musician, or a writer, and never got any better at their craft. They changed their appearance, but they didn't use that change to help drive changes in action. By contrast, you probably know people who are brilliant artists, musicians, or writers, but you'd never know by looking at them. They're all action. They don't need to change their appearance. Their identity is established. Now that my change in appearance has helped me change my actions, my identity as a writer is more solidified. You could hold me down and shave my beard and force LASIK upon me, Tomorrow, I'd still get up and confidently put my fingers on the keyboard. Changing your appearance can help you shift your identity. If you can use that identity shift to inspire action, you can make that identity shift permanent. If you do the actions and become convinced of your identity, it won't matter what you look like. You can do anything. I hope you enjoyed that. Again, I urge you to please take our survey. What should be our next Patreon goal? Where do we want to take the show next? Go to katavi.net/goals. I want to hear what you think. Again, that is katavi.net/goals. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of the show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work that you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/katavi. That's patreon.com/KA, D as in David, A, V as in Victor, Y. And if you can't support the show financially, and you've listened to at least 3 episodes, can you do me a favor? Write a review on Apple Podcasts. You can consider it your donation to help support the show. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsors Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com and Paula Spriggs, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pinkovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More, by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.